Good morning, everyone. We're going to open up the Senate Committee on Judiciary. Today, we have one bill before us for work session. It's Senate Bill 999A. So I'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 999A. Council.
Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 999A comes to you from the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, and it passed out of Senate Veterans Affairs Committee unanimously. It allows district attorneys greater discretion in referring a member of the armed services or veteran to supervise performance program if the referral is in the interest of justice and the benefit of members of the armed services, the veteran, and the community. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have the dash five amendments in front of you. What they do to the bill is they make this whole program is discretionary with the district attorney anyways. They have within their discretion the ability to determine whether someone's in the program and deny anyone being in the program regardless of the charge. But what the bill does in the amendment, it says people who were charged with certain sex offenses, rape, sodomy, et cetera, are not eligible. And the reason for that is there's a different definition used here as it relates to serious physical injury and physical injury. So to clarify that people with these charges are not even eligible for consideration, they're specifically excluded. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, one of the other issues on here was the issue of domestic violence. And with all the service members coming back, many of them with post-traumatic stress syndrome or head injuries, this is oftentimes the place where they first run into problems with the law. And what the bill does, it excludes someone that has a domestic restraining order against them, being a stalking order or a other court order saying that you're not to go near the person or something similar to that. So if they have that kind of order against them and they then commit a domestic violence assault or accuse of domestic violence assault, they're not eligible for consideration into diversion, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Let's see. The other thing that it does, it requires, as it relates to domestic violence, that the veteran waive certain rights, including that he enter a plea of guilty, no contest. And that's significant, particularly in domestic violence cases, because there will be a period of 2 years where the case will remain open, up to 2 years. And not to exceed 2 years. So this ensures that if something happens 18 months out and you're unable to get all the witnesses there, you already have the plea, the case can go forward. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the bill also has a an emergency clause. And let's see. Now that's basically it, Mr. Chair, members of the committee.
All right, thank you. I'm going to ask those who are part of this quick work group that got together, I guess it was Wednesday, and put this together, if anyone wanted to make any comments, put anything on the record as to the dash fives. Not seeing anyone running forward.
Is it a consensus amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
It's helpful to know.
We're getting up.
Doug? For the group, I think this does what we all agreed on, and I'll just pass that on. It's pretty quick, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, I assume seeing the kind of the group together,
it's like come on, on opposite sides.
So, this is one of the things.
On this side.
This is the time. So this is a time that it's really important to me that we try to get everyone together and do what we think is a good policy. This definitely looks like a policy that is worth as a starting point for us to go forward. What, if anything, may need to be adjusted in the future. This is a great piece of work. Thank you all very, very much for working with each other as well as with Bill Taylor. And I know this has been ongoing, so I'm very pleased with what's here, and it does actually help give some structure, and it mimics in many cases what we have in other portions of the criminal procedure and policies. And with that, the chair will take a motion on the dash fives.
Mr. Chair, I move the A5 in the Senate Bill 999.
Senator Boquist moves the dash A5s in the Senate Bill 999. To the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just so it's in the record, the consensus group is all sitting out in the audience, which nobody else can see, and this has been posted for a week or so, and I appreciate all of the group working together to come up with a solution to this problem so the bill can go forward. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Other comments? Any objection to the amendment being adopted into the A5s into Senate Bill 999? Not seeing any. I'm going to go ahead and mark that that's been approved.
Mr. Chair, I move that we suspend the rules for lack of fiscal, because LFO has stated that the previous fiscal would probably apply to this bill.
Senator Boquist moves that we suspend the rules that we currently are required to have a fiscal. It's my understanding, for the record, is that council has received from LFO basically a confirmation that the fiscal that was before us on the prior amendment and bill would be the same or not have any significant change, and it would be insignificant, if I'm correct.
Indeterminate.
And with that, is there any objection to suspension of the rules? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move SB 999 as amended with the A5 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist moves Senate Bill 999 as amended by the A5s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Senator Wissett.
Thank you. I will support this bill. I think it's a good bill. There's just one area that I'm a little concerned about, and if you would allow me a little latitude with the Department of Human Services, often will accuse a family of child abuse or neglect and take the children and then require treatment on the part of the parent in order to get the child back. And the first tenet of the treatment is you have to admit to the abuse or neglect. In this situation, we have to have the defendant admit to the guilt before he can access the program. And I would hate to see the prosecutorial arm abuse that privilege.
Yeah. And if I maybe it will give you some comfort, the defendant will have the choice of either saying I'm guilty or no contest. The guilty plea, before a court can take it, requires the person to actually articulate to the court what he or she had done to make them guilty. As compared to the no contest plea, it's basically that they agree that the state, the city, whoever's the prosecutory authority, would have sufficient evidence to have a jury or a judge as a trier of fact to determine that they were guilty of the crime. So there's no admission of guilt necessary. This is the same procedure that we use currently with DUII diversions. If you remember, we used to have up until, I'm guessing it was like 2000 or thereabouts, an individual could enter the diversion program without a plea. And we have had this in place now, I'm going to suspect, for close to 10 years. It seems to work well. It does, in fact, have some accountability built into it. And most importantly, as counsel has said, when you have these cases that are going to carry out, in this case, potentially for 2 years, you can have witnesses that would have been available if you had the case go to trial that are no longer around or available to give testimony. And so it's kind of like putting skin into the game. And I do know that in many cases, so long as they're within the latitude of showing good faith and good cause, that judges have in fact not revoked a diversion and allows the person to continue the diversion and so long as they can complete it.
So that a defendant could either plead guilty or no contest in this situation?
That is correct.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Any other comments? Any other statements? Any objections to the motion that's before us, and that is to send Senate Bill 999 as amended by the A5s to the floor with a due pass recommendation? So ordered. And Senator Boquist, will you be our carrier?
Sure.
And with that, Council, do we have anything else we need to work on?
Chair, members of the committee, that's it for today.
All right. So, colleagues, we have completed the work that we needed to do with the Senate bills that have been assigned to us. I want to thank you very, very much, and I really want to extend a great appreciation to each and every one of you for staying above and beyond the time that we had scheduled on a couple of days so we could actually get the testimony in and work the bills that we needed to. I would expect that we will be having postings for next week, which will be House bills that are coming over, Do we, I'm assuming at this point, we are scheduled for Monday. I don't have the master schedule, but please check your calendars. If nothing has been set, we may not have a Monday meeting, but right now, we are posted to have a meeting, and so we should consider to be here. And why don't we say 8:15? Or is there going to be another rec that y'all can't get here till 9?
That's very generous of you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
It's Monday. You don't have any bills. It's only 9.
All right.
That's probably good.
9 o'clock. We'll be adjourned till Monday at 9 a.m. And should we just make certain before I gavel this that Anna Braun is not going to ring either of our necks?
I don't think so, Mr. Chairman, as a committee. We would have plenty of time to change it back to 8 if we have to. But
if you find out tomorrow.
Chair, don't you have the Pew Foundation? So there's some kind of presentation here.
Oh, that's right.
Educational thing.
That's right. We do have the Pew Charitable Trust coming in. And I think they're at 8:30.
So I guess we're here at
8:30. Okay, 8:30.
All right. Well, I'm going to say to be safe, I'm going to say 8:15, but we can always make it later. Oh, here she is.
Let's get the gavel out of here. Okay,
hide the gavel.
Good try, though, Senator.
All right.
Pew Charitable Trust coming at 8 o'clock.
At 8.
8 o'clock.
We'll see everyone here on Monday at 8 o'clock. I knew there was a reason not to use this.
We could push it back to 8:30, Bill. I'm sure. He's coming from D.C. If he gets out of D.C. So
just pound the gavel.
We're going to say 8 o'clock, and we can always go back on time. I'm just not going to get in trouble with the other staff. Thank you. Man.